Bezras Hashem Yisbarek, today's daf is Yud Ches in Meseches Pesachim. It's the 340th daf in Shas. Many of you know we're recording in New York City. I'm now zocha to be in my parents' May There Be Well house. We woke up early in the morning. My dear son Shlomo Zalman is sitting on my lap. He woke me up. And Baruch Hashem, we're all learning Torah together. Okay, our daf is going to pick up discussing the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, which we had analyzed yesterday. The source of Rabbi Yehuda is actually two blocks earlier on Tezayin Amud Aleph, where we had different opinions of on the top of the Yomud, right on the top, of what to do with Safek Mashkin. Rabbi Meir held the halachah Safek Mashkin is Tahar, while Rabbi Yehuda had said Tamar. Yesterday we said that Rabbi Yehuda was Chozer from his position. Today, the Gemara is going to analyze more of Shitas Rabbi Yehuda in regards to his Chazara. Was he Chozer entirely, or in particular circumstances? We're going to begin with that five lines from the bottom. The Gemara will continue to analyze from Hilchos Parah Aduma and other halachos of Mashkin, which has really been the theme of the Sugya Rabbi Chanina Sgan Koinin this entire time. The Gemara will discuss on Amud Beis the distinctions and similarities between the halachos of Mashkin Haboin Machmas Sheretz and Mashkin Haboin Machmas Kli. Finally, on the bottom of the Amud, the Gemara will discuss the source, according to Rabbi Yossi, that when it comes to Kodesh, that even a Revi is possible, as we've discussed in the past. So let's begin on Yud Zayin Amud Beis, six lines from the bottom, Iboi Lehu. Says the Gemara, Mikel Yehuda Hadarbe, Rabbi Yehuda, who had been Machmer and Safek Mashkin, and we proved yesterday that he was Chayzer, from the fact that Rabbi Yehuda had said that Mashkin will only be Metame, the back of a utensil, and not the inside, in contradistinction to other instances of Toma. The reason for the leniency is because he does not hold that Tumas Mashkin is Doraisa, rather it's Durabanan. So we see that he was Chozer. Was he Chozer for Mashkin being Metame Kalim? Avo Ba'oichlin continues the Gemara, Ki Rabbi Yos, Rabbi Shimon Svirlai. Rabbi Yossi in the Braisa is of the opinion, Mashkin are Metame Ochlin Minat Torah, and maybe on Ochlin he holds like that. Odilma Lagamri Hadarbe. Remember, the Braisa only proved in regards to Kalim, he didn't prove in other cases. He entirely was Chozer ki Rabbi Meir, like the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Question mark. Amar Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak Tashma. Rav Nachum Yitzchak says, come in here, I'll bring you a rayo. Parosh Shoshasam Mechatos, if you have a par, either Zevach, which presumably means Kachim, says Rashi, or Chulin, that drank from Mechatos, that the Torah describes in Bamidbar Yudes, explains Rashi on the bottom of the Amud, Vanogeh, Bemehanido, Yischato, excuse me, Yitama. So normally, someone who comes in contact with the Meinida becomes Tame. So here you have an animal that drunk the Mechatos. Tanakama says he becomes Tame. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer Betulei Batel B'Me'eha. Rabbi Yehuda says it becomes Batel in the belly of the animal. Rashi explains because it's no longer Roy the Mechatos and doesn't have the identity of Mechatos. So then in such a case, it is bottle. Analyzes the Gemara. If we're going to say that he only said that Mashkin is no longer Metame, that specifically Kelim Minatayra, Avol Ba'eichlin, Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Shimon Svirle, but in regards to Eichlin, he holds like Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Shimon, Amai bottle Me'ayin Gamri. Why would we say it's entirely nullified in the stomach of the animal? Nihida tuma chamura lo metam. It would be fine to say that it becomes bottle vis-a-vis the halachos of tuma chamura. Tuma kala mia nitma. Rashi gives a brilliant explanation to the Gemara's kasha. Rashi says the kasha mia nitmu is that it's true that the mechatos has lost its identity by being inside of the stomach of the cow, but at the end of the day, it should be no less than something that touches a mechatas. It itself should be no less than something that had touched the mechatas itself. And therefore, if we held this was mashkin doraisa, so then in such a case, it should have a din inside of the cow of a Rishon l'tumah, if you will. Answers the Gemara. You're right. My bottle b'me'ea, what does it mean that it becomes bottle in the stomach of a cow? Nami, it also means the above explanation that we had said. Bottle mitumah l'chamura, it just means that's bottle from the tumah chamura. That means that it won't be metame adam ekelin. Let's throw in another important yediyah in the halachos of tumah v'tahara. A person and utensils only contract tumah from an ava tumah. Does not contract tumah from a rishon l'tumah. Back in Tower Gemara, aval tumah kala, it does have the status of rishon l'tumah, as Rashi in the brilliant explanation said that it should be no less than something that had touched tumah itself. So therefore, mitamu. Then it would be able to be mitame food items. It can't be mitame adam v'kelim, because only rishon l'tumah food items, it can be mitame. So Gemara has concluded that Rabbi Yehuda has not entirely back down from his position to say that Suffolk will always be Tahar, but rather Rabbi Yehuda will agree with Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon when it comes to Ochlin that Mashkin can be Metame Ochlin. The Gemara now analyzes this Mishnah that we quoted from Parah and now analyzes the Shita of the Tanakama. Michlal says the Gemara 8 lines from the top in Yuchesim Nal, Tanakama Savar, Tuma Chamura Nami Metame. That the Tanakama holds that even though the animal swallowed it, nevertheless, it will still have the ability to give Tumah Chamura. And that means to be Metame, Otam, and Kalim as well. Asks the Gemara, Habisara Tame Ktani. But that doesn't fit in the language of the Tanakama, because the Tanakama said, Bisara Tame, the flesh of the cow is Tameh, but it made no mention of being Metameh Adam Ekelim as Tumah Chamura would. Answers the Gemara, Kula Rabbi Yehuda, the Mishnah is incomplete. V'chisura Mechsura, and there's something missing, and it's really Rabbi Yehuda speaking from the beginning to the end. V'achi Ktani, and this is how the Mishnah should read. Parashashasasa Mechatas, a cow that drank Mechatas, Bisara Tameh. The flesh is going to be Tameh. That's only regards to Tumah Kala. Aval Tumah Chamura loy, but not Tumah Chamura. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Batul B'mei Eha, because Rabbi Yehuda says that it becomes batel in the stomach of the cow. I apologize for the little bit of noise in the background. Shlomo Zalman has now begun playing with his cars. The Gemara continues with a different explanation. Ravashi Omar La'olam batel b'me'a l'gamri. That really, it's entirely batel in the stomach. Rashi explains that it doesn't even have the identity of mashke at all, because it's considered mashke saruach. It's considered a mashke that has become boiled, undrinkable. It's now been in the bowels of an animal. Shem dehavle mashke saruach, writes Ravashi in the Gemara. And according to this position, then it would not be metame even ochlim as well. And that's the way to explain Rabbi Yehuda. So to summarize, we have two explanations for the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah on Parah, which revolves around the issue of how did Rabbi Yehuda view Mashkin in general. Originally, we had thought that Rabbi Yehuda was Machmir Mashkin and gave it a Din D'oraisa. Yesterday's daf, we saw that Rabbi Yehuda was Chozer. In today's daf, we saw that Rabbi Yehuda holds that it does have Tumah Kala, in that it has the ability to be Metame Ochel, despite the fact it cannot be Metame Adam Mekalim. We see that in the case of a Parash Shashasa Mechatas, that it's Batal B'me'ea for Tumah Chamura. And that applies in regards to Eichlin. That Rabbi Yehuda was Chayzer only in regards to Kalim. But by Eichlin, he holds it'll still be Metame, while Ravashi understands, no, when the Mishnah says, as Batal B'me'eha, that is telling us that it won't be Metame at all, and therefore there's no source that says that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Mashkin will be Metame. We put a period over here, and we begin an analysis of the Shita of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon. The Shita Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon we have on Yud Zayin Amud Beis, 10 lines from the top. On yesterday's daf, we learned Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon held that Mashkin would not be Metame Kalim, but rather is only metame ochlin. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Shimon, Omer, loichlin tmeim lekelim tahirim. That's the shita. Amar Rabba Bar Chana, Amar Reish Lakish, Rabba Bar Chana, send name Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yaisi, Beshitas, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Amra. Rabbi Yaisi is following the shita of his Rabbi, Rabbi Akiva. To Darish, he was Darish, the Pasuk, Yitma, Yitma. We're going to give the background. This is not as we learned in a Mishnah. Boy Bayoim, on that day, the Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah was appointed as Nasi, as described in the Gemara in Brachos and Daf Chav Ches Amid Aleph, that the Gemara describes that many halachos were decided once Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah became the Nasi and he allowed more Talmidim in the base Medrash. Boibe Yoim Darish Rabbi Akiva expound on the Pasuk V'chol Kli Cheres Hashe Yipol Mehem El Toichoi Kosher B'soichoi Yitma V'oisoi Sishbaru. If Tuma falls inside of a utensil, it is Metame everything inside. Eino Amir Tame, it doesn't say that simply that which is inside of the utensil is tame, but rather it says yitma, yitame acherim. It's coming to teach us that has the ability to make something else tame. Limeid al kikar sheni. It's talking about a loaf that is a sheni latuma. Sha'isa shlishi bechulin. That the position of Rabbi Akiva is that it could create tuma when it comes in contact with chulin to make it a shlishi. That was how Rabbi Akiva had darshened the pasuk. V'hacha, and over here, Rabbi Yossi, his Talmud. How do we know Rabbi Yossi is a Talmud? Rashi describes in Dibur HaMaskil, Rev Ashi. That's how it's bolded in some, or in some it would be bolded Dibur HaMaskil, Rabbi Yossi, that the Gemara in Yevamos tells us that Rabbi Akiva, after his Talmidim died, in Samach Beis and Beis, over there in Yevamos, he took five Talmidim. They were Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Lazar ben Shamua. And just like his Rebbe, Rebbe Akiva had darshened, Rebbe Yossi darshens in a similar manner. V'hacha hechi darish. And here, how does Rebbe Yossi darshen? V'chol mashke sheyishte b'chol kli yitma. That mashke that you drink in a utensil will become tame, but it doesn't say tame. Yitma sounds like also that it'll be metame others. Yitma letame tumas ochem. It has the ability to metame tumas ochlin. Asks the Gemara, "Ata omer letame tumas ochlin, ayeinu ela letame tumas mashkin?" How do you know that this mashke doesn't have the ability to be metame other mashke as well? Amris lo kachaya. The answer, says the Gemara, is it can't be. My lo kachaya. What's the rationale? Amar Rapapa explained, "Mal matzinu tuma she'oise keyoitze." But we don't find something that itself is tame, just like mashke. Ochel cannot be matame ochel, so too, mashke should not be matame mashke. Ravina disagrees with this explanation for Rabbi Yossi. This explanation was given by Rabba Bar Bar Chana. Ravina disagrees. Ravina amar megufei dekra nami lo matzis armin. Yitma letame tumas mashke. To tell us that has the ability to be matame mashkin. This akadai dech yitma the sefer letame tumas mashkin. Yitma de reisha nami letame tumas mashkin. The reisha of the pasuk states mikol oichel asher yochel asher yovo lov maim yitma. Any food it has the ability to make other things tame. So what does that mean? Yitma de reisha nami letame tumas mashkin is coming to teach us the ability, the ochel, to have the ability to be metame tumas mashkin. So then the Gemara asks, Narvinu v'nechtivinu. If that's the point of the pasuk, so then it should be written in one passage without saying tuma twice. Mikol ochel sheyochel sheyovol of mayim. Any ochel that you eat that has mayim that comes onto it will become tame. B'chol mashdash yishte b'chol kli yitma. And any water that comes into the kli will become tame and have the ability to be metame others. Ochel mashke should be put into the same yitma. Tre yitma lamali. Why do we need two yitmas? If we're understanding a yitma indicates the ability to be metame something else, so then we don't need two separate statements of yitma, because the pasuk is bringing out that ochel could be metame something else as well as mashke. If you understood that ochel mashke are two different categories, like the tanoim that hold mashke cannot be metame other things, for example, Shita that we saw above of Rabbi Yehuda, who says that it's not like Ochel, doesn't fall into that category. So then in such a case, I understand why you have two different Yitmas to tell us two different Kochos, two different sets of Halachos. But now we're arguing, according to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, that it has the ability to be Metame other things as well. So then in such a case, Trey Yitma Lomeli, Elo Yitma Dereisha Letame Tumas Mashkin, says the Gemara, a simple answer. The Yitma and the Reisha is coming to tell you that the Ochel can be Metame Tumas Mashkin, because Ochel is not Metame Ochel. Yitma the Seifa Letame Tumas Ochel. Yitma the Seifa is telling you that Mashkin has the ability to be Metame Tumas Ochel. Asks the Gemara, but how do you know it can't, Mashkin can't be Metame Kelim? The Eima Letame Esakelim. Maybe it has the ability Mashkin to be Metame Kelim. V'lav kal v'chomer, isn't it kal v'chomer umakli shenitmei mashke ein mitame kli? The reason why mashke doesn't have the ability to mitame kelim is kli itself, which has the ability to mitame mashke, can't be mitame another kli. Mashke nabo machmas kli, mashke that has contracted tumah from a utensil, ein adin shelo yitame sakelim. We have kal v'chomer, they can't be mitame other kelim. The Eima says the Gemara, but maybe we would say kilo matame mashkin habo machmas kli. Maybe it doesn't have the ability to be matame when it's mashka that contracted the tumah from a kli. Avo mashkin habo machmas sheretz. But what about mashka that came from a sheretz hachanami to mitamu? Maybe we would say that at least mashka that comes from a sheretz would have the ability to be matame. Our answer is that we would not learn that Mashke haba machmas sheretz is metame kli, because mashke haba machmas sheretz continues the Gemara in the bottom line yuches amalaf miksivi. It's not mentioned in the pasuk at all. The pasuk that refers to tuma of mashke is the pasuk v'chol kli cheres hashiip al mehem el toichoy kol asher b'soichoy yitma v'chol mashke sheyishase b'chol kli yitma. The Torah refers to mashke that was nitma b'kli. It doesn't mention any case of tumah that took place outside of a kli. There's no mention of mashke that becomes tameh from a sheretz. So therefore, one could question, according to Rabbi Yossi, maybe we're talking about mashke that had contracted tumah from a sheretz? There's no mention of mashke in regards to a sheretz. So that's the reason why there's no makor. No reason to say that Mashke has the ability to be Metame Esakelim, unlike Ochlin, as we have mentioned above. Continues the Gemara in Amud Beis, V'lav mikal v'chomer kasi, says the Gemara, but won't you have a kal v'chomer? Uma Mashke nabo machmas kli, if you have Mashke that comes from a kli metamin, that has the ability to be Metame, Mashke nabo machmas sheretz, lo kol shekein, isn't it a kal v'chomer? Certainly, if the Tumah comes from a sheretz, then it would. Let's think about it. The Keli contracted Tumah from a Sheretz, and that Keli transmitted Tumah to the Mashkin. Certainly, if the Mashkin contracts from the Sheretz directly, it would become Tameh. Answers the Gemara, Dayoy Lava Minadin Liyos Kenidan. For a Kal V'Chomer to work, part of the Kal V'Chomer, of course, is from Mashkim haba machmas kli, and that is not mitame kelim. So then, in such a case, you cannot learn that mashkim is mitame al yidei sheretz would be mitame kelim. Dayol lava min adin liyos kenidan, it needs to be equal to the malamed. The Gemara now goes back to the position of Rabbi Akiva that we had learned above, who darshined the pasuk yitma. From the pasuk on Amud Aleph that we learned, v'chol kli cheres hashiipo mehem, that we said is yitma, Rabbi Akiva said that yitma comes to tell us, yitame acherim, to teach us that a kikar sheni would make a shlishi b'chulin. The Gemara analyzes this drasha. Hechi darsh, from which yitma is he darshing? Mikol ha'ichel, asheyochel, asheyov olav mayim, yitma. Yitma l'tame es hamashkin, that the oichel has the ability to be metame mashkin. At oimel l'tame es hamashkin, oyein oyel l'tame es haklim. Maybe you can learn from the pasuk that has the ability to be metame a kli as well. Amrit kal v'chomer. Uma mashke she metame oichel. When it comes to mashke, it's metame oichel. ain't a mitame kli, but it can't be mitame kli. Oichel shein mitame oichlin ain't a din shelo yitame kli. That's why Rabbi Akiva was only teaching us the halacha that the kli could be mitame mashkin, or more precisely, excuse me, that the oichel could be mitame the mashkin, but not necessarily oichel could be mitame the kli. So therefore, hamani mikayim yitma. What is the pasuk of yitma coming to tell me? Letame es hamashkin, to be metame mashkin, that the kli has the ability to metame mashkin. Shein alulin lekabel tuma, because the mashkin is capable of accepting tuma. The Gemara immediately clarifies what is this last statement. May irim shum mashkin dalulin lekabel tuma. Why do you need to say that Mashke is somehow prone to be Mekabel Tumah? Typically, Mishum Deleka Midachrini. Let us say that the reason why we say that the Mashke is Mekabel Tumah, because we can't use Yitma for anything else. Yitma can't be teaching us that Oichel could be Metame Oichel, because Ein Oichel Metame Oichel. So it must be that. It's Metame Mashkin. Why do we need this added Svara? And what, for that matter, does this Svara mean when it says that mashkin's alul kala tuma? Hachi kamer, says the Gemara, v'chi teima oichel chomer de mitame mashkin. If you're going to say the oichel's chomer that has the ability to be mitame mashkin, more chomer than mashke, Rashi explains, because mashke can't be mitame mashke, nitame yukli, then we would say maybe it should even be able to be mitame the kli, that the oichel can be mitame kli. Ahu chomer de mashkin hu. No, it's a special chomer in regards to Ochel's ability to become a mashkin, mishum de mashkin alulin lekabel tuma, because mashk is prone to be mekabel tuma. What does it mean? It's prone. Umahi alila alilasan shem kabel tuma shaloi behechshir tuma. Normally behechshir yitma. Normally, for an item to contract tuma, it has to be mukshir lekabel tuma. How is it mukshir lekabel tuma? If water fell on top of it, then it's mukshir lekabel tuma. The one exception is mashke. Mashke doesn't need mukshir lekabel tuma. It's already made mukshir lekabel tuma. So the Gemara says that this is a special chumrah for mashkin that we learn from the pasuk of Yitma, that ochel has the ability to metame something else specific, not other ochel, not another kli. If we had to choose one thing, we would choose specifically mashke, because alul lekabel tuma, that doesn't require hechshir. The Gemara now analyzes the word yitma. Rashi explains that since it said yitma twice in the pasuk, mikol ha'icha asher yochel asher yavo lav mayim yitma, v'chol mashke asher yishas v'chol kli yitma, de'ein oisa keyotzeba. It's a miut that you can't have something be metame that which is exactly like it. Oichel cannot be metame oichel, and mashke cannot be mitame mashkin. Asking the Gemara, mehacha nafka? Is that what you learn now from the double yitma? Mehasam nafka? We learn now from somewhere else. The pasuk says, "V'chiyuta mayim al zera v'nafal minivlosav alav tamehu," that a carcass could be mitame food if there was water already on it. Hu tame ve'in oset tuma keyotzeba. We learn this on daf yudalet amid aleph. The carcass makes the food tame, but the food cannot make something else tame. Hu tame vein oise tuma keyosiba, but the food does not make something else tame. Answers the Gemara, chad b'mashkin abo machmas sheretz. One, we're talking about where the mashke constructed tuma from a sheretz. V'chad b'mashkin abo machmas kli. Rashi explains in the Ramaskel chad that the pasuk chiyuta and mayim al zera, it seems to indicate all types of tuma, including a sheretz, that could give and create tuma to an ochel. The other pasuk that we used, the double yitma that we just quoted from Yud Aleph Lama Gimel in Vayikra, that's teaching us mashkin abo machmas kli has the ability to be metame something else, but it cannot be metame another mashke. Utsrichin, I need both pasukim. Diashmi mashkin abo machmas kli. If I had only had a pasuk about mashke that had contracted its tuma from coming in contact with the utensil, bishum delo chamiri. That's because we would say that it cannot transfer to another mashke, because it's not that chomor, because it's only a sheni latuma. What had happened? We had a kli that had contracted tuma from a sheretz, and then the kli came in contact with the mayim, so maybe there the mayim's only a sheni, it won't convey tuma to a shlishi. However, maybe that has the ability to give tuma to another bit of mashkin. The chiddush is that it can't. Asks the Gemara, v'lishamina mashkin abo machmas sheretz. Let us teach already the chiddush of mashke that comes tame through a sheretz, and we would learn a kal v'chomer, which we just said is more chomer than mashke abo machmas kli. V'kol shekein, and certainly mashkin abo machmas kli, says the Gemara, milsad asiv kal v'chomer tarach v'kasav la kra. Even things that could be learned in a kal v'chomer, sometimes the Torah brings it out, despite the fact that we could have inferred it logically. Now we begin a new analysis, which will take us into tomorrow's daf. Ravina said to Ravashi, but didn't Rava say, we were assuming that the pshat in Rabbi Yossi is following in the footsteps of Rabbi Akiva. That's why we started talking about the psukim of Yitma. Let's remind ourselves the flow of the Gemara from Amad Aleph. After we discussed the halachas of Mashke according to Rabbi Yehuda, we began analyzing the Shita Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Shimon that said that Mashke is Metame Oichel, but it's not Metame Kelim. The Gemara explained that according to Rabbi Bar Chana, that this is learned from the Pasuk of Yitma, that it says Yitma, which means has the ability to be Metame something else, and that what is that something else? That is Oichel. The source of Rabbi Yosef to learn that way came from his Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva, who found him after the death of Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim, and Rabbi Akiva himself is the one who had developed the notion of Yitma, meaning that it's Metame others. So since the Torah refers to Mashkin as Yitma, it means there are times that it's Metame others. So that we were suggesting that Rabbi Yossi is following in the footsteps of his Rebbe. It's always a good idea to do that. Asks the Gemara, Amalei Ravina Vashiv, Amarava, Loi Rabbi Yossi Savik Rabbi Akiva, Veloi Rabbi Yossi Savik Rabbi Yossi. We learned that they're cholek, that they disagree. Rabbi Akiva, who holds that Shani is Isis Shlishi Bechulin, Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold like that. And Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold like Rabbi Yossi. That we're going to see later on, further in the daf. But either way, it seemed like we were twinning the two Shitas, and they disagree. Amarle, Ravashi explained, no, Rabbi Yossi Beshitas, Rabbi Akiva, Rabba Amra. Velei lo svirle. He was presenting it in the shita of his Rebbe, according to his Rebbe's shita. According to Rabbi Akiva's shita, Yudarshin Yitma, so then in such a case, it would be Metame Acherim D'Oraisa. However, Rabbi Yossi himself, as we're going to see, brought out later, does not hold that Tumas Mashkin is D'Oraisa. Bezer Hashem, for tomorrow's daf, we will pick up with the Gemara's analysis that will take us through Yud Tes Amid Aleph, of where we know that both Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi disagree on both fronts. That Rabbi Yossi does not agree with Rabbi Akiva that the Darshin Yitma, and therefore he does not hold that Mashkin is Metame D'Oraisa. And we have also where Rabbi Akiva rejects Rabbi Yossi, who says that you learn a kal v'chomer for Ravi B'Kodesh from the Chusar Kippurim that we'll get to Be'ezer Hashem tomorrow. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the Daf Yud Ches in Meseches Psachim. Continue on in some of the hardest Dapim in Shas of Tumah V'Tahara. And Baruch Hashem, we are making our way through towards the end of Perek Orlar Ba'asar, the end of Rabbi Chanina Skan Kohanim, where in one sentence we've analyzed many different shitas of whether Mashkin is Metame D'Oraisa or D'Rabbanan, the implications in terms of Migdash that we discussed in yesterday's Dapim. And we will continue, Be'ezer Hashem, these halachos of Mashkin going on into tomorrow's Daf as well. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Yud Ches in Maseches Pesachim.